Syracuse and Onondaga County's local political landscape remains pretty much intact after yesterday's elections. Republicans rule the suburbs and county government, while Democrats maintain a stranglehold over Syracuse City Hall. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Mayor Stephanie Miner won re-election easily with 68% of the vote against two third-party challengers and got a surprise congratulatory call from Washington.
Miner got the call shortly after polls closed. It was an unidentified number, and wondering if there were election-related problems, she picked up.
And he said, "Is this Stephanie?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "This is Joe Biden." And I thought, did I just hear that right? And he said, "The Vice President of the United States." So he obviously, I think, saw that I was like, "Really, Joe Biden?" It was a great phone call. We had a wonderful conversation. He loves Syracuse, and we love him.
Miner, who was elected the first female mayor of Syracuse 4 years ago, becomes a lame duck because the city charter limits the mayor to two terms. She says that won't change the way she runs the city, noting some things residents will see in her second term include the second phase of school reconstruction, an economic development plan that's coming out shortly, and more public safety initiatives. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.